The lovely ass called Sophie at Sierra Music.
At what?
Sierra.
I just got what he was correct.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Sierra Music?
There's an I.
That old man shit right
there. There is an I in it. Yeah. But it's not Sierra.
Is it A-I or I-A?
All this time. She's been with us for years.
It's cool. You never
know. So say it.
Huh? Say it again, Ken.
I'm not.
It's Sire Music.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? You're watching. Oh, hey.
Bad. Yeah, my rap. Bad. I didn't know he was
Yeah, here we're, my bad. I can't even control it.
Yeah. What? Sophie, we got B, we got Mike, Sizzle.
We got Sophie.
I got Mike, man. Until I get tired of it.
We guarantee it. He's making 10%. I'm your agent. I want 2.5, Mike.
Y'all silly. Real quick, anniversary shirts. We got these 5-year anniversary. Head over to DannyHipHop.com, hit the merch page, and take a look and cop one or cop one of the classes, the white shirt, international shirts, or whatever you like, man. Some buttons, yeah. If you guys like this video, head over to Patreon. Become a patron.
I just released the extended version of Odyssey.
Okay, yeah. Extended version of Odyssey on there is what, 48 minutes?
Yeah,
48 minutes long. Mm-hmm. It's really good. The interview. We're talking about Macklemore's White Privilege 2. That's why the lovely ass host Sophie's here. but yeah, I asked her to join us at the last minute, actually, because she was one of the multitude of people on Twitter that hit me up like, yo, listen to this Macklemore White Privilege 2. Listen to it. To the point of annoyance.
I did not.
Not you, but there was this one guy that kept. No, didn't I just clarify that? I thought I did.
Okay. Damn.
There was.
Yes, it was.
It was a big, big topic that day that it dropped. Macklemore White Privilege 2, that he put out, which is I think is going to be on his new album.
I thought the song was really, really, really interesting because race affects everybody. It does not just affect the oppressive, it affects everybody. And Macklemore is somebody that is conscious and aware of that. And I like his position on the song because he's kind of outside looking in, but then he also has Jamila Woods coming in, giving you the perspective from the minority. And it's an extremely long track. It's almost 9 minutes long. But I think it was appropriate for the type of song that he was trying to do, because it's not like, you know, verse, hook, bridge. Nah, it was feelings. It was emotional. That's what the music, the instrumentation behind it really made you feel. It was dark. It was grim. It wasn't nice. And that's really what we deal with on a daily, and especially these last couple years. Like, it has been even, like, it just seems like it's been worse, and it seems like it's not getting better. And we have so many different type of situations that happen, like the Maine governor, you know what I'm saying, talking about race. And I'm not even gonna get into that. I'm not gonna go that far, but just look that up. Just look up the Maine governor, you know, and we have the Mike Browns, and we have people that are getting killed by cops and you know, sometimes not even cops, just people that might feel some type of way. Oh, why the hell are you on my lawn? Bang, bang. Like, and it's not even your lawn. Yeah.
And when you say Maine Gov, you're talking about the state, man?
Yeah, the state of Maine.
Yeah, because he said something about rap, drug.
Bro, I just wanted to clarify for people that
drug dealers.
Didn't know
Maine.
So you saw that.
Yeah, it was. Bro, I see damn near everything.
Bro. Man, like, and the fact that he's still getting elected, like,
it's Maine.
Let me die. Just look it up. Maine governor. Just Google Maine governor. Trust me, it'll come up. I thought the song was definitely appropriate. I think he took, if he wanted to talk about this issue, I think he did it in the right way. I don't think that there's a lot of artists that want to put themselves in that light. I don't think a lot of artists can articulate themselves to come from these perspectives and not make a mockery of themselves. I think Macklemore did a really good job to really address these situations, man, because it's running rampant, it's apparent, and there needs to be more people in hip hop that are talking about these subjects. Regardless of however you decide to do it, I feel, I don't think it's everybody's responsibility to talk about it, but the ones that feel compelled, don't hold your tongue. This is your medium, this is your forum. I think he really covered almost every aspect of it. So I could do nothing but give him props for it.
I think it's interesting the fact that he's at the level that he's at, being a white rapper speaking on that. Because I mean, it's, we plenty of rappers spoke on the issue that he's speaking about before, but of course, by it coming from a white, because I'm trying to think, when I first listened to it, I think I'm like, has Eminem, or like, I'm trying to think Eminem, or like.
Of course Eminem did that. Y'all serious?
What's on?
White America? It's the same topic. He didn't talk about Black Lives Matter because it didn't exist yet. Yeah. But it was the same.
It was like the same kind
of
thing.
Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember, like, I hear.
Which album was that on? Remember.
That was on.
It was Encore. On.
Not Encore, I'm sorry. Eminem, Eminem Show. It was the first song on Eminem Show.
Yeah. Of course, it's interesting that he's calling out your girl.
Who?
Why you gotta be her girl?
I'm just. She go ham on
Iggy Boy.
She gonna block me one day.
It's amazing that he kind of like. Pretty much went at her for the same reasons that Azalea Banks went at her. Like, pretty much, you want to rep this culture. But
she has to stop as well.
She's so sensitive.
You said what? No, I just think it's interesting that he, you know, took that same approach that Azalea Banks took.
Like, Miley and Elvis. And
yeah.
That was
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
I do believe that Macklemore is definitely sincere in his approach. Yeah. He's not faking. It's not a game. He's very honest about it. There was an interview that he did with James Peterson, which is very, it was a podcast, check it out, James Peterson and Macklemore. You can get to hear him talk, you know, about that a little bit more in depth. And, you know, I got to understand him a little bit more, his approach to it. I think that for me, and listening to the song, like, I have mixed emotions about it, because it's like, yes, it's great that you're taking your personal experience and the thing that you feel internally and writing about it to kind of put, you know, white privilege on blast that people don't believe exists, that some people say it's a myth. And that now all of a sudden it's like the conversation can be had because a white person said it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that makes it difficult for me when I listen to it. Because, I'm like rolling my eyes. I'm like, man, this is bullshit. Like, we've been saying this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no one has been listening. And now that Macklemore has said it, it was like, oh!
That's what y'all been talking about.
Okay.
Gosh!
But can't you relate to those people that see it from Macklemore's perspective? Obviously, like, we, you know what I'm saying? It's a different perspective for us. You know what I'm saying? And when you have an artist that can make it from that outside looking in perspective, then those other people can be like, oh, okay, I more so understand it because now I'm hearing it and grasping it from somebody that grew up like me.
Right. You've said a lot on Twitter. You said some things.
I did say a lot.
So what did you say on Twitter, Sophie?
Fuck Macklemore.
A lot of people had your perspective when it was like, well, this is what black people have been saying for years, but obviously it's going to be more natural for you to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, understand what somebody is saying when it's like from a perspective that you feel like you can relate to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people like went on all of these like think pieces on black people have been saying this for years and it takes a white person to say, well, yeah, hell yeah, it takes a white person to say shit like that. Because that's only when white people are going to be like, oh shit, mm-hmm. white people actually feel like this. This is actually a real thing that exists. I didn't know. It didn't affect me. Exactly. It affects this white guy. Why does it affect him?
Right.
Let me look at it from this way. So I don't feel like you can get mad at that. There's no reason to write think pieces on it and get upset at that. And like, I mean, you can be salty, but that's not going to change nothing. Like, it's going to take white people to change. We can have Black Lives Matter marches all day, but until like white people start like...
Stop ignoring it.
Not only stop ignoring it, but start marching with us. Is some shit gonna change? So for me, when I saw it come out, I was like, okay, let me listen to this. And I've been listening to Macklemore or whatever. So like, I kind of feel his vibe or whatever. And I'm kind of biased because I've seen him like perform a concert and stuff or whatever. But for me, it's kind of like when people dropped it, it's like black people be like, well, how come white people don't say shit about, you know, racial inequality or whatever, but then they say something and they're like, oh, well, he's just doing this to stick to his agenda. Mm-hmm. And it's so ironic that he's gonna get paid off this. Obviously he's gonna get fucking paid off this. It's on the album. Like, what are you talking about? You know? So mm-hmm. I just feel like that whole being salty doesn't really add anything to the equation.
He's masking pro-black as being like anti-white. And that becomes an issue. You can't do that. You can't take everything as an attack on black people.
I'm not taking it as an attack.
Macklemore's not speaking for black people. If you listen to the song, he's speaking to white people. Yeah. Now, I'm not defending the song because, again, I mean, I have no issues with the song, really. At the end of the day, I kind of feel like if Macklemore wanted to continue a career, he kind of had to say this. Mm-hmm. He kind of had to do this because let me finish. He was getting the same type of attacks that Iggy Azalea was getting based off of that Kendrick shit and maybe some other things. This is not a slight against Macklemore because I think it's kind of unfair for, just like she said, when a white person finally says something, we attack. But when they don't say anything, we attack. It's like, you have to let it go one way or the other. But so I feel like Macklemore really didn't have much of a choice to make a song like this. He couldn't keep on the same path that he was going and not address what is happening in his career, which is a section of white privilege. He was getting the same attacks Iggy Azalea was getting. The problem with Iggy Azalea is she just tries to ignore it or fight against it instead of just saying, well, yeah, that's true, but I can still make good music and I do care. That's what Macklemore is doing, and I appreciate that. He's not speaking for black people. I don't think we need a white person to speak for black people. I think what we need is we need more white people to listen to black people and maybe explain the perspective to other white people. It's just like when, and I understand, trust me, I'm not defending it, but I understand feeling attacked if you don't understand. So if somebody starts saying, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter in a white person's face, I 100% understand them being like, well, fuck, you know, what did I do? I have black friends. This is crazy. I get it. Because if you haven't researched the issue, of course you're going to feel attacked. It's just like when a woman says to you that we support rape culture and you're like, what? No, I don't. I've never raped anybody. I have daughters. I have female friends. I would never let that happen. Once you sit down and you actually think about it, it's not an attack. It's a statement of what's going on. No one's saying you have to be sorry for being white, but what they're saying is you have to understand that you being white gives you certain privileges that other people don't have. Just like me being a man gives me certain privileges that others don't have. Just like you being a straight man, me being a straight man, you being a straight man gives you certain privileges. That's all it is. Once you accept that, my problem is, where do you go from there? So Macklemore made this song and he's saying, everybody, there is white privilege and we have to accept it. But my thing is, what's the end goal? What's the end game? Where do we go from there? And I think that that's where, after fucking 8 minutes of listening to him talk, that's kind of where we're at now. It's like, what's the next step? But I fully appreciate Macklemore making this song, and I think it's fucked up everybody shitting on him for it. You know, I do, when I first heard it, I was like, well, it does kind of seem like pandering. And it still does a little bit seem like pandering. But at the same time, let the man pander. You know, I'm not saying he's insincere, because I definitely think he believes that he made this song, these types of songs, before he was hot. So this is something that he believes in.
He's and not
I
out
think,
of character.
No, but I think that's what hurts him the most. Is that he's like, bro, I've been here doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been said this shit. Yeah. I was one of the first, like not first, but I was one of the more, you know, yelling vocal indie rappers saying this shit like years ago before I was on the charts. And y'all saying that I'm fake? The fuck?
To answer your question, where do we go from here? He has set up, if you go to whiteprivilege2.com, you know, he's laid out his plan. There's a next step.
He's taking
steps. There's a next step that he's outlined on his website. And, you know.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, like I said, I've listened to the interviews. I've listened to him talk about this.
It's just a part of you
before.
Just feel
it's just
how
that there's
feeling.
This internal conflict. It's like, for one, it's like, okay, it's great because you've said it before. Like, obviously, because this is part two, you've made these type of songs before. It's not out of character for you. But I think for me, it's that reaction, right? You know, you're looking on Twitter and everybody's like, you know, oh my God, this is awesome, and yeah. Freaking out. It's like. Like, it's almost like, oh, Macklemore this is a feeling, not like this is, like, what he's trying to do. And it is a bit of pandering that I feel in it as well. Like, oh, Macklemore just came in and just saved the black folks. He's exposing white privilege to the world. Thank God for Macklemore and Luther King. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
But he didn't say that, though.
I understand. I'm talking about the feelings that you get when we've been in this fight and we've been talking about this, and then there's this guy that comes along and said, and I understand that. I completely understand it. But
I just think it sucks how the media is probably going to interpret it, because even though he doesn't say, like, hey, I founded white privilege, or like, I invented it, he's not saying that. But blogs are going to, you know, say,
spin it somehow.
Oh, look, they're going to spin it to where people are going to see headlines for clickbait and be pissed at him for something he didn't say.
Mm-hmm. It's already happened.
Exactly. Yeah. It's already happened. And I just feel like that sucks.
I think they have a point. It's not his fault, though, but I think they have a point. And it's basically the same point that Ken just made.
Who has a point?
The blogs that are jumping on this and spinning it, as okay. you guys say. I get the spin. I understand getting upset, being like, well, fuck, man, Kendrick Ben said this shit. Like, lots of black rappers have said this shit. And it's not fair that, you know, a white rapper says that you guys finally listen. Yeah, it's not fair. But not everybody has that thing called empathy. Some people need their own kind
to speak
to them and put it in their own terms and say, look, this is what this means. And I respect the fact that Macklemore even says how he feels a little weird saying Black Lives Matter. He's like, you know, should I be embarrassed to say this kind of shit? Like, yeah. you know, what does it mean coming out of my mouth? And I think it means a lot coming out of your mouth, because that means that you actually get it. Because so many white people are offended by the statement Black Lives Matter because they don't understand what the statement means.
Yeah.
I have something to say before y'all go further into the conversation, but like, so you're saying that he's reaching, like, you know, a mass of people or whatever, but like, how many different type of people is he reaching exactly?
Just,
you see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, he's still in the hip-hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's some country single coming out and saying it or whatever. So
I'm
just asking.
Think about it, though. Yeah. Like, his fans are not hip-hop culture. Yeah. And that's not me mm-hmm. being racist. I'm saying that it's true. Like, mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, remember when I told y'all a long-ass time ago and y'all fought me tooth and nail mm-hmm. that the face of indie rap is becoming white? And now we've finally seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing as Macklemore fans. A lot of Macklemore fans are the ones that say, I don't listen to hip-hop, but I like Macklemore. I don't listen to hip-hop, but I like Eminem. Mm-hmm. They're not a part of hip-hop culture because they don't care about hip-hop culture. And they don't even listen to rap music.
Mm-hmm.
But they like Macklemore.
Okay.
So that's why I think that it's very beneficial that he is speaking to them.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not beneficial. I'm just wondering how many other, like, how far is the actual reach?
A lot.
I would say it's a lot, because from my experience, like, mm-hmm. for example, when I first saw him perform, it was at the Final Four concert in Atlanta a couple mm-hmm. years ago. And it was, like, a whole bunch of people here for different concerts. Muse was performing, and, like, it was just a whole bunch of different, like, Flo Rida and all these other people. You know, like, that type of mm-hmm. big party type of crew. And so I was talking to my friend about it, and she said, you know, a lot of people who see a song title, like white people who see a song, White Privilege, are going to be like, I like Thrift Shop, but I don't want to listen to this.
Yep.
Cool. Absolutely. That's fine. But for example, if you're having one of these beach, like these big, like, beach ball throwing party concert type things,
mm-hmm.
you perform Thrift Shop, all the stuff you want to hear, and you sneak
mm-hmm.
White Privilege too, and there are people going to be like, wait, what is this? You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then some of them might say, well, shit, I never thought about that.
Exactly. Some of them mm-hmm. might stay. Some of them might leave. But the people who hear it, I think that's what it's for.
Right.
They're not going to click the link if you already are biased to not want to hear it. But if you go to a concert to hear something you want to like, and you hear this as, like, for you, like a new song, you're going to be like, wait, what is he talking about? Mm-hmm. You might get offended at first, but he's talking about Thrift Shop. It's kind of popular. Is this kind of popular? I don't know. Let me listen to it. Right. I feel like that's why it's important. And it's reaching all types of people.
And there are public conversations taking place around mm-hmm. it, and then there are private conversations. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing the private conversations that's taking place with Macklemore's fan base that do click the link to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't be privy to their thoughts, but, you know, it's reaching them, and they're having an dialogue that's, like you said, that's outside of the hip-hop culture.
A lot of people need to stop seeing everything as attack on them personally. Like, when you try to talk to certain white people about race issues, it automatically comes off as an attack and racist. And that's, like, what I was talking about earlier. It's like, when someone tries to talk to you about your own privilege, it's like, well, just listen. Like, it's not saying that you're a bad person. You can't control what you were born in.
Yeah.
And you can't control the privilege that you have. It's just, it's people trying to get you to understand that you are automatically at a higher place than they are. It's not trying to make you feel bad for it. It's just them trying to get you to understand, like, look, well, I mean, when I talk about it, it's not. I mean, I would never try to make anybody feel bad for something they have no control over. But it's a matter of you need to understand that you are automatically in a better place than some people. And because of that, once you get that understanding, it's then up to you to determine whether or not you care to help. And I think that's the problem. It's just like so many people are so aggressive with their statement that it comes off as attacks. Yeah. And then people start determining, well, you being racist against me.
So are you okay with Macklemore saving black folks?
All right. This is just, why do you always do this? You are all the media outlets.
All in one.
That's why you're laughing.
Thank you, Sophie, for joining us, though.
Well, you know.
We needed your insight. All right, y'all, man. That was a lot here. Let us know what you think in the comment section. Did you like the song? Blah 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 blah. Whatever you have, whatever your feelings are, let us know in the comment section. We'll see you. Peace.